Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Rachel Dugas from Vermilionville, Toby Daspit, who is a professor in the Education Department here at UL Lafayette, as well as co-director of the Acadiana Writing Project, along with Josh Capps and Janet Pope, who is the supervisor in the Lafayette Parish School System for Social Studies, the social studies supervisor. And you're all here to talk about a fabulous project that you're working on in collaboration. It's called Expedition Vermilionville Cultural Excursions Through Time, something that benefits all of you, people you work with, and your mission as well. So I think we're going to start off with Rachel, who I think gathered all of the parties together and kind of started talking about this project several months ago, and it's now come to fruition this fall. So what was your idea, Rachel?
Well, I've started working in Vermilionville in March, and that just so happened to be the same time where we would get a lot of students coming in for their field trips. It happens everywhere, I think, where from March to May, the kids, once the testing is over, they just go out and they have their fun days, which I thought was great. I think it's great that we do get to have all those kids on site, but I felt like we were missing an opportunity to help them learn even more about the history that we cover, the cultures that we cover. So I decided to try to bring together some different partners that all had expertise that we didn't have, because at Vermilionville, we're not educators, but we do like to, how does the CEO David say, edutainment is our thing.
Edutainment, I never heard that.
So we needed some help on the education side. So we approached LPSS, and Janet is now there at LPSS as a curriculum supervisor for social studies. And also Toby and another professor, Elaine Taylor here from UL. Because in my mind, I was thinking there are some resources out there, I'm sure, and students, pre-service teachers seem to me the best use of resources for us, because they have that knowledge and they also need the practice. So I wanted to create some sort of project that would bring everyone together, where Vermilionville could really meet the needs and expectations of the parish and of testing, but also give a chance for budding teachers to learn some more. So that's sort of how it started.
Well, Toby, let's talk about some of these budding teachers. You work with them. What period, when do you come into their education in the program?
Right before they student teach. They take a class in secondary school, social studies methods, so they're going to teach 6th through 12th grade. And this really filled a need that I've had since I moved back here in 2004, to find high-quality experiences for them to work with. And we're working with 8th grade students tomorrow, and so that's the Louisiana History year, or Louisiana Studies year. And so it provides them the opportunity to plan, not just plan for instruction, but also follow through with it and get a sense of local culture and a connection to historic sites.
So I guess we're talking a bit more, because I think there are many people in our listening audience who, when they think about social studies curriculum, they think it's probably pretty cut and dry, that you get the book and the teachers teach from the book and the students take notes. And for many of them, maybe that's how they learned, and that's just probably superficially how they think about that. But Janet, how do you approach it? I mean, you're the curriculum supervisor for social studies, so there's not something that's just imposed upon our parish. The parish thinks about it. And how do you approach, what are your thoughts about creating a curriculum for students in social studies?
Basically, Rachel was kind of right. I'm sure they get bombarded after testing, so that was my first thinking when I met with them, was that how can we address the curriculum with the pre-service teachers and get the students out of the classroom, but look at testing at the same time. So the pre-service teachers, we worked with them and showed them the curriculum and what the teachers would be teaching in the classroom. So it'll all come together tomorrow and mesh at Vermilionville. But this is a good time for Lafayette Parish School System to be involved with the university, because these are our teachers that are about to go into student teaching, which we want to support them in every way, you know, that we can. And the students will, more than anything, get a real life experience of what's out there and what's in Lafayette. Because a lot of students, you know, we don't take the classroom outside of the school. So, I thank Rachel for that, and everyone with Vermilionville, and offering that opportunity for our students. to be able to visit. And then from there, the students can take that back home or to the classroom and share that with their family and community members. And then more people will want to go and see what they learned at Vermilionville.
Right. So, but you're talking about something quite a bit more than just a field trip or edutainment, as Rochelle said. So that's, I guess, where you come in as well, Toby. You're dealing with these students, these, you call them pre-service students. So they're seniors here in the education program at UL Lafayette. How do you approach them, or are they already thinking creatively in that way about what to do with experiences and how to create some kind of lesson plans?
Well, we've done a lot of work with that through the semester and through all of their program, where we've been, I guess, missing in the last few years, at least again since I've been around, are structured opportunities where they can really practice these more creative approaches. So they took the initiative. This is their project. The title you're looking at, Cultural Excursions Through Time, that's their title. They took ownership of that. And I think that that's maybe the main thing, is it's more than a field trip. Right. It's an educational experience. It's a cultural excursion. And it's going to be a real product for a real audience. That's one of the terms we like to use in education, so that it's not just about satisfying my requirements. It really is. They've taken it very seriously because they know Lafayette Parish is paying attention, Vermilionville is paying attention, and Acadiana is paying attention. So.
Right. So they came up with this project title. They've been working on it throughout the semester, and actually earlier in November, as Rochelle said, they had an experience with students. What happened on that day?
That was Dr. Taylor.
It was actually Dr. Taylor's class. So we worked on two different pilots. The pilot with Dr. Daspit's class, which is for eighth graders. And then the first one was for third graders. So we touched on both elementary and middle and high school. So I think those were the two curriculum social studies classes that are offered here at UL, so we targeted both of those. And the experience was wonderful for the third graders. The UL pre-service teachers really did take it seriously. They arrived on the day of, dressed in different costumes, and really to make their lessons come alive. And they really did succeed in doing that. And it's not just sort of a lesson like they're in their classroom. They have 15 minutes to deliver the lesson. They have 15 minutes in front of each group.
And this is all at Vermilionville.
Yes, in different homes. So it's sort of set up like stations. And the kids go in, they spend 15 minutes with these UL pre-service teachers, where they get, I'm sure, as I said, I'm not an educator. It's not a lecture part, but it's more of a presentation is probably the first section. And then they had a hands-on activity that was related to what they had been taught in that first section, and then they had 5 minutes to transfer to another station, and then they traveled through the village during that time. And that's what we're going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow they'll have 6 different stations that the UL pre-service teachers have been working on, and they touch on various things, really.
Let's talk, Toby. What are they going to be dressing up like the elementary school teachers, or
some of them will. our first station is the Rochelle has to help me with names, but the Maison de Culture.
Yes.
I'm probably not pronouncing that right, but we have individuals that will be interpreting Creole, Acadian, and Native American history and using storytelling as their primary medium, kind of covering all kinds of aspects of folk life. And they have visited... We visited as a class twice during the semester, and I think almost all of them have returned on their own to scope out the house, to check out the tour, to get as much information as possible.
And that's your group of students, the pre-service students.
Pre-service. And Dr. Taylor's students did the same thing.
Right.
And we've certainly benefited from the experience of the third graders.
But. So they created these lesson plans and these 6 places that they'll be gathering with their students. So they came up with these ideas.
They did, and each place has questions that are meant to
they tie into the state test that the third graders and the eighth graders take. And so it allows them the opportunity to be able to practice what the teacher has taught them in class, and then coming with the pre-service teachers and by doing a hands-on experience. And with Dr. Taylor's group and Evangeline Elementary, it was a great experience. The teachers, the third grade teachers and their administration were very excited mm-hmm. about the opportunity that the students got and what they could experience. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, there's several parts to this, and I think people are beginning to see just how wonderfully they all work together. Rachel Duga is with Vermilionville. Toby Daspit is a professor in the UL Education College here. And Janet Pope is the social studies supervisor, curriculum developer here in the Lafayette Parish School System. All working together on this project called Expedition Vermilionville, Cultural Excursions Through Time, which involves all three parts and really benefits everyone. So the teachers brought their students from these schools, the elementary school, and then tomorrow from Judy's Middle.
Yes.
But these pre-service students are not yet in the classroom. So they're not working with kids who are they going to be assigned to these schools? Or do they?
Some of them have worked yes. this semester. Mm-hmm. They're required for my course to get 45 hours of contact with students throughout mm-hmm. the semester. This is counting for 15 of those hours. Mm-hmm. But they've had to, many have gone to Judy's Middle or other places to continue the experiences. So they end up with 180 contact hours before they student teach. And student teaching is all day, every day for a complete semester.
So even before they walk into the classroom as student teachers, they've had that much contact with the students.
They have, or at least contact with schools.
Right.
This really gives them the experience of teaching.
That's quite impressive. And developing lesson plans, curriculum in a very creative manner, and getting the children out into a space that teaches them about their culture, the culture of this area.
Absolutely. And they understand that the materials they're developing, you know, will be used by future teachers. This is a long-term. Again, it gives it a different. Right. Different than just turning it into me and getting a grade.
They get to turn it into us, too, and we're going to make very good use of it. Because we are hoping that the end result of all of their hard work throughout the whole semester is going to be what we're calling right now virtual teaching trunks, where on our website we'll have these lessons available for download by mm-hmm. the teachers mm-hmm. that are coming to visit, as well as the worksheets, if there were any, that they used during the lesson, or a post-visit lesson that they could do as well. Anything that is related to those six on the Toby's end and the Dr. Taylor's end, there were five. Mm-hmm. So any documents related to those we'll be able to make available for the teachers.
I like the way you call it trunks, virtual trunks, like some course, the historical trunk where you open it up and all these wonderful artifacts are in there.
Exactly.
It's a very nice way to express that. Now, will there be testing involved in this? I know that you kind of mentioned testing in this, Janet. Will they be tested on what they've learned during this particular field trip experience, or it's just kind of in the future for their eventual testing?
It works twofold when we're working with different curriculums. We call them units. Mm-hmm. So this particular unit of third grade lasted about 3 weeks. The eighth grade unit is about a two-week unit. Mm-hmm. So the kids are tested after each unit, and that's how we get our data to see what our students need, you know, more reteaching, you know, on to get them ready for their state-mandated test, which takes place in March and April.
So you'll be acquiring some very valuable data from units that Toby's students and Rochelle's, the staff at Vermilionville, are helping these students with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think also, too, and I thank Vermilionville for this, is because teachers are always looking for something that's already created and already done. They don't have to recreate this. So I think in us looking together in the future with our partnership, that we'll in the spring get back together and we'll do another unit. So possibly next year we'll do it at a different time frame to where eventually all units will be done
and
that
so teachers
can use.
They won't have to keep reinventing activities and worksheets, and it will all be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. So people could just go to your website. Now, there's nothing. Are there any educational components at the website right now, or this
not
is
currently? This is really the birth of our curriculum enrichment mm-hmm. For mm-hmm. Vermilionville, and we're hoping that it's going to blossom even further, we'll have these third grade and eighth grade specific lessons for these units. And then, like Janet mentioned, we're going to develop on that in future pilots, we're hoping.
So much more exciting than my eighth grade Louisiana history class. Just so much more exciting. So tomorrow, how would you describe this unit, Toby, that the eighth graders, the pre-service teachers are working on? What is this unit?
Well, each eighth grader that shows up tomorrow mm-hmm. is going to rotate through seven different stations, mm-hmm. six that our students created and one that Vermilionville has created that I can't wait to go through. Mm-hmm. And and that's how, when I went with the Doc Taylor's group, I stuck with the first group and went through all the stations and got to see the wonderful variety. Mm-hmm. Each station is, as Rochelle said, 15 minutes, and then we have some transportation time. They're learning a lot, not only about the social studies content, but about organization and management. You know, working yeah. with about 70 middle school students tomorrow. And they've understood from the beginning that this is a pilot program, and we don't have all the answers, but that's kind of the essence of teaching. We can plan and predict all we want, but until we're actually in the experience.
With live children.
Absolutely. So I know we'll get the storytelling from Native American, Creole, Acadian. We'll have some information on fabric.
And textiles, because we do have a house that's based on textiles. And I thought it was very interesting how Dr. Daspit's students kind of brought in the opportunity cost. Yes. So when you think about it, at the time when they spun their cotton and all of that, they had to decide if they wanted to sell it to make money before they used it to spin, or did they want to make themselves clothes, or did they want to wear the hand-me-downs, and what was the best, you know, best thing for that child, let's say. So they bring all of that in, and it's quite easy to relate that to their real lives, because they only know going to the store to buy something. So for them, it's so foreign that I think it fascinates them.
Yeah, right. And seeing that in those actual houses and with the textiles and the materials that were woven in houses mm-hmm. just like that really makes it's not dry. It's not just a teacher giving them a concept. They actually see artifacts people have touched and made.
Yeah, all of the stations are interactive. The students will be, you know, involved. And they will have to complete a question, which is a sample that would maybe show up on the LEAP test to get there. I think we called them passport stamps a few weeks ago, but to show that everyone's been through the rotation. And they'll get a significant slice of Acadian and Creole history. And
so that Native is an American. Actual unit in the Louisiana Studies year in the curriculum,
yes.
one that has to do with Acadiana mm-hmm. in particular.
It's called the Acadian Odyssey.
The Acadian Odyssey. Mm-hmm. So your students are working on this particular chapter, this unit of that year, that eighth grade year. Again, if you are just tuning in, we're talking about a wonderful collaboration that these people have put together. Rachel Dugas at Vermilionville, also Toby Daspit and Janet Pope. The project is called Expedition Vermilionville, Cultural Excursions Through Time. There was one earlier with elementary students in November, and tomorrow, eighth graders with some of the pre-service students who are going into social studies teaching. Eighth grade students at Vermilionville tomorrow, about 70 of them. Mm-hmm. So quite an interesting. Are you closing it off to everyone else? Or
no, actually, we have an added challenge tomorrow. There are two tour groups coming in, so we're going to see how that's going to work.
Yeah.
I think, I hope that they will see this as an opportunity to learn even more about Louisiana history, because they won't be from Louisiana. So maybe they'll peek in during some of the lessons to hear what the UL pre-service teachers are doing.
And they'll learn it even better.
Mm-hmm.
And Janet, how long have you been working with curriculum, social studies curriculum in the parish?
I've been in education for 18 years.
18 years.
Yes, and I was in the classroom for 15 and worked with the Garrett program for a couple of years, which mm-hmm. works with students and going into post-secondary. Mm-hmm. So I started the job in July. I interned with my predecessor, Mr. Reshort, before. And that's one of the things that he taught me was to have as many partnerships as you can and collaborate, you know, with people as much as you can. Because, again, as I said earlier, it's a win-win situation. We're collaborating with the university and our needs and what we're expecting in the schools. We're collaborating with our partner across the street from our office, which is
great. It's true. It's very close
yes.
by, isn't it?
Yeah. And And, you know, the pre-service teachers, my passion has always been with them and getting ready for them to be able to have the best student teaching experience that they can get, you know, before they go into the real world. And as Toby said earlier, they don't just learn about curriculum with this project with Vermillionville. They're learning about time. They're learning about management, how students move. You know, and usually you don't understand that until you actually get full time, you know, in the classroom. So it's been a great experience for everyone.
Right. And really flows out of what you've been doing with the Acadiana Writing Project, and that is developing creative ways to get students to participate, to learn, to express themselves. It's just fascinating what people here in Acadiana, and particularly Lafayette Parish, are doing to try to inspire students. This is one more project.
Yeah.
Maybe just mention to people who don't know about the Acadiana Writing Project what you do with teachers in the area.
Sure. Acadiana Writing Project, or also known as the National Writing Project of Acadiana, is part of a federal network, about 200 sites across the country. There have been some troubling times with budget cuts, but we're hanging in there strong. Every summer we run an institute for teachers. It's an invitational. People have to apply and be accepted. And so I'm thinking, since Ann Doby founded it in 1989, we're looking at over 300 or so teachers that have come through the network. It's aimed at this idea of teachers teaching teachers. Mm-hmm. So we expect that folks that come through the Summer Institute will then turn around and work with folks in their schools.
Mm-hmm.
And if you run up and down the halls at Lafayette Parish, you'll see tons of alumni of the National Writing Project. I just got back from Las Vegas last week from the national meeting. And so it's a really exciting. We've worked with Daryl Bork for years, and many other areas, and looking at some other venues. So it's we run student contests.
Right. Well, and just the networking that the teachers get to do, and the inspiration they get from other teachers, and thinking of new ideas of ways to get students to write and get students to enjoy school.
I'm very honest. I taught high school for 6 years, loved every minute of it. But there is a disconnect when you move up to the university and you're not in the classroom every day working with students and working with other teachers. So we really do rely on our teachers as being our experts. And I want our pre-service teachers to adopt that attitude now.
Yes. Right, and to be able to reach out and collaborate as all of you are doing, and for them to recognize that the community is a great resource and they can find so many ways to have their students interact with the community.
It's an embarrassment to me sometimes that I didn't take advantage of the cultural resources that were here as when I was growing up, and even coming through the program wasn't really offered opportunities. I moved away to Michigan for 6 years and oh, did I miss it. And so took advantage of everything. So Vermillionville's become like a second home for my family, and including, you know, the entire area. But I think it's really important. Many of my students said they had maybe been through once, they'd heard about it. Maybe they took a field trip.
Yeah.
But this is a different way of interacting with local history.
Mm-hmm. So you really sound dedicated to using the riches of our culture to help your students so that they can go into the classroom and make it a real culture to some of these kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Again, if you'd like to find out more about any of these ideas and projects, you can go to the Vermillionville website. I think probably the National Writing Project of Acadiana has a site as well, Toby. Or you can call Toby. Toby Daspit, and find out more about it. And, of course, the Lafayette Parish School System has a website, and you can, I'm sure, find a page for the social studies. Mm-hmm. So is there a particular challenge? Do you find a challenge these days with educating social studies teachers? I don't know. I would guess every curriculum, every field has its own particular challenges. And do you find that you're trying to help your students for dealing with particular problems in the classroom as far as teaching social studies at different levels?
In working with them this semester, because I'm also learning with Toby and his students, which has been a great experience. And I've come this semester to realize that it's so important for teachers to know they must collaborate. Mm-hmm. They must work together. And really, in education today, it's to find the time within the day, to find that time to collaborate. And in talking with the pre-service teachers and some of their challenges, like, for example, one group of teachers one may be working their second job or their third job, and the other one can't get together with them to work on their project. And they found that to be a hard time. Mm-hmm. And talking with them, Toby and I were saying that that's the real world. That's, you know, that's the way it is, and you just have to find ways, you know, to make it work and make it happen.
Because otherwise you are isolated,
right.
And your ideas, your creativity aren't as rich as they could be. But in collaborating with an organization like Vermilionville and creating these trunks of resources,
yeah,
that
awesome.
Certainly helps save in some of that time management
right.
and organization
right.
as well. So great collaboration. Again, the Expedition Vermilionville Cultural Excursions Through Time. It's a partnership between Vermilionville, the Lafayette Parish School System, and UL Lafayette. My guests are from those three areas, and tomorrow they will be working on this collaboration at Vermilionville with a group of 70 eighth graders learning about Acadiana, its history, and its culture. Thank you all for your time and your creativity in this. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.